This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just days before the presidential election, both campaigns are spending Saturday focused on key battleground states. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Senator Kamala Harris is in Florida.
Well, hello, North Carolina.
That's Vice President Mike Pence, while President Trump is holding four rallies across Pennsylvania.
3 days from now, this is the state that will save the American dream.
Joe Biden is my brother.
Former President Barack Obama is adding his voice.
And he will be a great president.
It's great to be with the president again.
Accompanying former Vice President Joe Biden in Michigan.
It reminds me of what we can be when you have a president of character.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Turkish rescue workers in the city of Izmir are racing to release trapped earthquake survivors, dismantling walls and removing debris from Friday's earthquake. Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports.
After 10 hours trapped under the rubble of a residential building, these three women were pulled to safety and taken to the hospital. Turkish rescue workers in the city of Izmir raced on Saturday to release trapped earthquake survivors, dismantling walls and removing debris. Their work punctuated by aftershocks from Friday's quake. More than 800 people have been injured by the earthquake, which had a magnitude of up to 7, and the search for survivors continues. It hit the Aegean Sea and caused multiple tidal waves to batter the coast. Turkey is crisscrossed by fault lines and prone to earthquakes. A devastating quake in 1999 killed over 17,000 people.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that the government is putting all of England under a month-long lockdown next week after being warned that a resurgent coronavirus outbreak will overwhelm hospitals in weeks without tough action. Johnson said in a televised news conference Saturday night that the new measures will begin Thursday and last until December 2nd. Non-essential shops must close and people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons. Unlike during Britain's first lockdown, schools, universities, and manufacturing businesses will stay open. Britain reported more than 21,900 new confirmed virus cases on Saturday, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic there to more than 1 million. Armenia is urging Russia to consider providing assistance to end the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has details.
Armenia has urged Russia to consider providing assistance to end the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh. The request came after more than a month of fighting in which Azerbaijani troops forged into the separatist territory. Russia has a military base in Armenia and has signed a pact obliging to protect its ally. But the request puts Russia in a precarious position. Joining the fighting may risk an open conflict with Turkey, while refusing to offer protection to Armenia's ally would dent Moscow's prestige. Nagorno-Karabakh lies within Azerbaijan, but has been controlled by ethnic Armenian forces since a war ended there in 1994. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The Oscar-winning Scottish actor who was the original James Bond has died at the age of 90. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Bond. James Bond.
It's among the most famous character introductions in movie history. Sean Connery identifying himself as the sexy and charismatic secret agent. His son Jason says his dad has been unwell for some time and died peacefully in his sleep overnight in the Bahamas where he lived. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says, quote, "Our nation today mourns one of her best-loved sons."
A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Bond producers Michael G. Wilson and Barbara Broccoli say it was Connery's portrayal of Bond that was largely responsible for the success of the series. After he stopped making Bond movies, Connery played a wide range of characters, proving equally adept at comedy, adventure, and drama. I'm Mike Hempen.
The International Space Station marks a big milestone Monday, the 20th anniversary of the arrival of the first crew. 241 people from 19 countries have visited the orbiting outpost. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.